The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. He got you coming and going. Now, I don't know if you heard it. I've heard it every time around this year's of Thanksgiving. This is probably the most traveled day of the year during this time. Wednesdays, and then folks come back, and you just heard it coming in, you know, how 95 was kind of backed up. You know, folks are coming back, and some folks are going out. Amen. People have traveled. This is a family day. I know some of us, you know, sometimes we get a little cynical when it comes to events, you know, but just because it's not something that's necessarily spiritually inclined. I know they talk about the pilgrims, you know, and everybody, but some of the kids don't even know who those are because we don't, you know, teach them. But it's all right to have family time.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yes, sir. It's all right to come together. And I know it's not always easy, but it is all right, you know. Amen. And that folks are traveling around, you know, and go through different things. I like it sometimes when, you know, when they go to the airport, particularly when they have these things where the weather gets bad. Folks are delayed, you know, trying to get to a place that you put a lot of investment in, looking forward to people you want to see. You know, sometimes children who've grown up, you know, folks you haven't seen in a while, thought this, you look forward to that, then things impede your ability to get where you're going. And they would have these little vignettes. That means a little snapshot of folks, and they interviewed them in the airport, you know, like that. And they share things in terms of their experience that they had. Sometimes it's just the, you know, what happened there in terms of the flight and things were out of their control. But also sometimes some of you hear good human interest stories, you know, folks will just open their hearts a little bit, you know, and talk about why they came and, you know, what was going on with somebody in their family, what brought them, compelled them to take this trip. And, you know, that's human interest things, you know, but people have different reasons. And the truth of the matter is, too, saints, that even though, and that's why I use that airport, because even though we talk about people, and even though we're talking about people traveling with their belongings, there is more baggage than what is on the baggage claim.
Yeah, that's right.
You with me here? Matter of fact, there's more baggage than the baggage claim. And see, listen to me, because folks travel, you know, and you can use a figurative or metaphorical way of explaining that. But, you know, even though with all of the, you know, it's a wonderful life that's going to be on, you know, that's going to be on soon, you know. And then, you know, even Charlie Brown's getting a hit, you know what I'm saying? But with all these things going on underneath, brothers and sisters, the reality is that people are going through things. You know, and that's why I said it's all right for to have these things, but there is also a reality that people are struggling, the things are happening, people's lives and families, tragedies, these things are going on. And yet there's still something to that. To where folks seem to try to come out of, you know, some things to get a respite from the pressure, the stress, the burdens, you know, even depression even, and seek to get themselves out of and away. And sometimes it's very timely for others, you know, because you never know what's going to come up. Amen. In February, things would have been one way, but then here's in the November, it's Thanksgiving, it comes up just at the right time. Now, I don't believe in luck, and I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in God, and I believe in a God who providentially oversees all the things that go on. Even though, and that being said, I'm not going to blame God for evil. I'm going to blame God because things could get worse.
Amen.
Amen. But nonetheless, these things happen, and I was looking at Psalms 121, and the Lord led me here because I didn't consider that as we first were brought to the asking him what it is that we would have. And it seems like it coincides, not coincidental, but coincides with what's happening now, at least today, this year, because every year is different. You know, you can't take your time for granted. That's why you need to take care of your business, you know. You know, as a matter of fact, even in our communion, when we do our church covenant, it talks about, you know, swiftly reconciling. Ain't that right? You know what I'm saying? You never know how much time you got, you know, putting things off. But this psalm here is called a psalm in your Bible. If you have a King James, it's a psalm of degrees, or in some, a psalm of ascents. The idea of the psalm of ascent speaks of going up, ascending. That means you're going up. And this psalm is one of the, from Psalms 120 to Psalms 134. This is what's called the psalm of degrees. And, you know, they go back and forth about exactly all the import of what it means, but it involves steps. Steps, it could mean two things. One could speak about the temple itself. In the temple that was built, Solomon's temple, they had inside of a compartment whereby different aspects of the temple were built so that they would have one, some for the men, and even with part for the Gentiles. Amen. Everybody couldn't come through everybody's part now, you know. And then you had one for the women, and then you had one for the priests, and then you had that part where they go to the holy place and the holy of holies. But in these temples, and you had steps that you would go up that would ascend up to the temple. You're with me here. And if you know anything about it, this temple that was built, it was built on a hill. Amen. That's why they use the expression that don't go to, but they go up to Jerusalem. You're with me here? You see, you go down south. They go up to Jerusalem. Amen. But now, watch. With this thing, not only that, but there's something significant in God. He know what he's doing. Because this particular place, this temple, this place that God placed his name, is at the center of the world. Not only that, but it's also the center of religion. Now, don't get all caught up and hung up and beat down. We know about the difference about Jew and Gentile and about this, but in terms of way God had this thing made and put together here, and he did make promises that are of eternal significance, that this place here, Jerusalem, and the temple where Solomon built, is sitting on Mount Moriah at the top of a mountain. And but it's also this, that listen to me now. But that being said, God's people didn't always act right. They had this privilege of having this significance to the rest of the world. They were the envy of the world. But then when things were not as they should be, the people began to get scared because of their disobedience and their idolatry. So God scattered them, but before he did, however, God knows what to do. He put in place this mandate, so to speak, that every year, every male 20 years and under, in the book of Deuteronomy, you see that, in the book of Deuteronomy or Numbers, every year, every male 20 or under was to bring some shekels. That's money, right? Yes, right. They didn't have envelopes. You can put your shekels in the envelope if you want to. They bring their shekels, watch it now, three times a year. Three specific days. Now, they had more days than this, but three specific days. It was Passover and Tabernacle and the First Fruits, one of those 3 days. They would get together and they watch. They knew this day was coming. Amen. So these 3 days, they were mandated, expected to take this holy trip to Jerusalem. Y'all follow me here? No matter where they were living, because they got scattered. Some of them went different parts of the earth. They got scattered. But no matter where you were, you need to have it on your calendar. And that's right. Get your shekels together, 20 years under, and pack your stuff up and get going and take a trip to Jerusalem. Now watch it. Now as they started to travel, then they would turn into, if you could imagine this, from different places, north, south, east, and west, you see these folk, entourages of people, crowds, travelers, sojourning. Not that they didn't have a home, but right now, Jerusalem is the place. We're going to go there. We're going to celebrate. You know, we're going to put aside the normalcy of our lives and our day. We're going to take this day aside. We're going to put some investment in, and we're going to go up to Jerusalem. Are you following me here? And as we go, I'm not going to go with a long face. Amen. You know, because I'm going to go up to it. Now, I know stuff is going on in their lives. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There was stuff going on in their life, things happening in their families, and things weren't going good, and their money and all that kind of stuff. But when it's time to go up to Jerusalem, see, we're going to make sure that we put our minds on who it is that we're going to celebrate. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? That as they travel, if you was a bystander, you would hear this singing going on, and these hymns being sang, these songs are being sang. Literally, psalms is a song put to music. And as they travel up to Jerusalem, they begin to travel, and as they did, they took these step up. They might be 14 or 15, and as they took up, they would sing a hymn at some time, maybe for each step. Before they got there, and as they traveled, they would look up into the air, up there, and they said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? And so that's what the psalmist is all about as they traveled up here. And so this one psalm sort of capitulates all of this together. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Watch it now. From whence cometh my help. Now, you notice that after help here, this first word, you see a period. But the reality is you could also understand, my brothers and sisters, that some translations even have a question mark there. A question mark in either something that speaks of ignorance or doubt or looking for clarity. And one way it could be said here is this, not changing the scripture, but the way they say it is emphatic. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. And the reality of it could be this, not that he's saying, and if in fact that's what it was, that he's saying something that if he didn't know who's his help, but he's begging him, I will lift up mine eyes to the hill from whence cometh my help. And while you think about who I'm talking about, I'll tell you, my help comes from the Lord. It's not that they didn't know who they were talking about. They want you to know that they know who they know. Come on here, y'all don't know that. And they're traveling while they're doing it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Have you ever been in a car? That's why I said before, when you go to work, you in your car, you ought to be singing. There's something more to do in a car than listen to KYW 15, 20 times every 10 minutes. Traffic and, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Not too much. You need to put something else on there or just start singing a song. If you can't remember a song, if you can't remember the word, just start singing about what God did for you yesterday. And watch it here. And let me tell you something, both figuratively and literally, I tell you this, if you start putting your focus on the goodness of God, you will, while you're driving, lift up your eyes while you keep your eyes on the road. Because you can lift up your eyes, hey, brother and sister, not just in terms of a literal way, but also in terms of your soul. Because the eyes are the lamp of the soul, ain't that right? So as you look at the road while you're driving, your soul is looking up to heaven, and you can praise God as you turn the corner.